This is Apollo Control at 252 hours, 35 minutes. The crew is scheduled to be in their sleep period at this time. However, Dave Scott mentioned a few minutes ago that they still had a few things to complete before they tried to get some sleep. We'll keep the air-to-ground lines up live until it appears from the biomedical data that the crew is, in fact, beginning to drop off to sleep, at which time we'll take the lines down, keep the recorders running to record for playback any conversations that should develop unexpectedly. Apollo 15 at the present time is 151,632 nautical miles from the Earth, and the spacecraft velocity up now to 3,485 feet per second. During the sleep period, as is normally the case, the spacecraft will be rotating at a slow rate to maintain proper temperatures. Tonight, that rate just a tad higher than it's been, rotating at the rate of about 4 revolutions per hour instead of the normal 3 to 3 3/4. And we understand this is being done because the booms supporting the mass spectrometer and gamma ray spectrometer are deployed. The lunar module pilot, Jim Irwin, will be wearing the biomedical harness during the sleep period tonight. We'll have heart and respiration rates on him, which will be our indicator that the that he is beginning to sleep, and by inference that the crew is dropping off to sleep.